fool us, then what baptism did you receive? John's baptism, they replied. Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. There were about 12 men in all. Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe and publicly maligned the way. So Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. It's so good to meet you all. I've never met any of you before. So let me introduce myself. My name is Ruth. I'm a widow. I live in Ephesus. I live with my lovely son, Ben, until I find a good Jesus-following Jewess for him to marry. Haven't managed that yet. You won't have heard of me, but Ben was one of the men who Paul sought out when he came to Ephesus a few months ago. My, that encounter changed our lives forever. There we were, trying to live as devout Jews, outnumbered by our neighbours worshipping Artemis. She has a grand temple here, the Virgin Goddess of the Moon. As cold and as heartless as the moon is cold and heartless. Well, if you had a Roman for a husband, you might want her as a role model. A group of us Jews heard that there was a new kind of baptism started by John that had spread from Judea across the Mediterranean. We Jews were being baptized all the time. Ritual purification is a big part of our lives. The idea of using immersion in water in the mikveh for spiritual cleansing was very familiar. But this baptism was different. We were to only do it once. It was an initiation, a calling to repentance, turning away from our sins. It was a new step into the waters to come out with a clean heart. My son Ben and I had both taken this step. Not everybody in the synagogue were interested and thought it was newfangled. So those of us that had taken this step stuck together. That's how Paul found my son and his friends. He came and asked if they'd received the Holy Spirit when they believed. To their what? He asked what kind of baptism they'd had. Why hadn't they been baptized by the Holy Spirit? That got them in a complete mither. Rock, our Creator's personal presence. His Spirit, his energy that gives life. The breath that was breathed into Adam. The Spirit that changed chaos into creation. Who could survive that? A baptism into that power. What a terrifying idea. Paul told us that the baptism of John wouldn't give us the Holy Spirit. John was preparing the way for our longed-for Messiah. John had said that he baptized with water, which is what we'd all heard, but the one coming after him would baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Would that be be like the fire Moses saw in the bush that burnt but didn't burn up. Paul told us that John had baptized our Messiah, Jesus. Jesus, though sinless, showed us how to live. So he went down into the water of repentance. So we should follow him. The Holy Spirit came on Jesus as he rose from the water, and that was the start of his ministry as the Messiah. Jesus, the man, stepped into the River Jordan and stepped out empowered by the Holy Spirit to invite us to be part of the kingdom of God. Paul explained that God the Son, Jesus the Christ, took off his divinity to become a man, to become one of us, to bridge the gulf between us. Jesus showed us what our Father God is like. If we want to know the Father, we have to follow the Son. Jesus told us how to understand the Torah through a lens of love. Oh, what love the Messiah showed us in going to the cross. Of course, we had heard of Jesus, who many thought was the Messiah because of his miracles. And we were disciples of his teaching, but our faith that he could be the Messiah was dashed when he was crucified. God wouldn't let his chosen one die like that. I know we've given our prophets a hard time, that's a bit of an understatement, but this was beyond the pale. There were rumours of his resurrection, but none of it made sense to us until we met Paul. Paul told us it was true. He'd met the resurrected Jesus, and how his crucifixion was all part of God's plan to redeem mankind. Now there was a new baptism. We could go down into the waters to share in the death of Jesus, so we can come up to share in his new life. Jesus' resurrection had released the Holy Spirit to all believers, to you and me. I have to admit, my son Ben and his friends were a bit wary. It was so much to take in. First born from the dead, a second Adam. Would we really defeat death by this new baptism and share in the life of the Messiah? The eternal life of God? But their hearts were strangely stirred and excited, so they were eager to have this new baptism. Tom said Paul had obviously survived being baptized by the Holy Spirit, and so he was prepared to risk it. He said Paul felt like someone you could trust. Oh my goodness. Tom said it was crazy. You'd be forgiven for thinking that they'd just all escaped from the madhouse. The fire descended and they couldn't stop praising God. Many were speaking in different languages, languages they didn't know. Some were able to interpret what was being said without understanding a single word. So shared prophecies and praises. Some were rolling about on the floor laughing, their heads off, and others weeping and beating their breasts with a strange joy. It was like Moses' fire. The hardness of their hearts was burnt off, but they weren't burnt. Tom came home to tell me all this with a new lightness to him, a brimming over of happiness to be alive, to be in this world, knowing that God loves us, God is for us, how to be intimate with the Holy One. The Holy Spirit had come to live in him. So I asked myself, could this be for me too? Did the Holy Spirit like women? Some of us women went to the mikveh to be baptized in the name of Jesus. We had the same stirring in our hearts to want to belong to the Messiah, being willing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. My friends Mary and Monica came up dripping wet, speaking in tongues. And Tabitha started prophesying about the end of the worship of Artemis and the abandonment of her temple. She prophesied people would know the futility of worshipping gods made by human hands. She had a vision of Artemis's temple being a ruin visited by tourists in thousands of years' time. Unimaginable. Nothing happened to me except an unaccountable joy. I had a new kind of peace in my heart. I felt new. They had been baptized by the Holy Spirit, but I had just a little flame, a little candlelight inside me. Good news is the Holy Spirit clearly likes women. Some of my friends, after listening to Paul's teaching, believed this new baptism made us equal with men. We were now equal with Gentile converts and slaves, so the oppression of women that started with the exile from Eden was over. Well, that's what we hoped. The world wasn't quite ready for us women yet, but it will come. But back to me. I carried that little candle of the Holy Spirit with faith that now I belonged. But to be honest, I did feel a little left out by not being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Well, at the same time, I believe there's no such thing as a second-class Christian. And I really want you to all understand that. Paul told me, if I believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and wanted to follow him, then I would have the Holy Spirit. That was the promise. Doubting that would be to doubt Jesus was the Son of God and to doubt everything he said was truth. Everything Paul told us burnt like a fire in my heart and in my gut, saying, yes, this is truth. My spirit recognized it. I now know that stirring was the Holy Spirit giving me conviction to believe. We had some friends around to break the bread and drink the cup with Paul, and I started thinking about Artemis and what a sad nonsense it was to worship the moon. Then my thoughts turned to Jesus, and I thought having the candle flame was enough. I didn't need to be baptized by the Spirit as I belonged. And wham! It was like being kicked by a mule, only it didn't hurt. I was pushed violently backwards. And luckily, Ben caught me and laid me on the ground. I was filled from head to toe, washed by the Holy Spirit. God was telling me, you belong to Jesus, so you're not in control. I am. I am. I haven't got words for what that felt like. I couldn't stop weeping for all my sins, which I saw were forgiven. I could see the gulf between unholy me and holy God and the love that bridged it. I was bathed in the power of love. The cleansing holy fire of God's love for little insignificant me. Without God, I am dust. I am a worm. With the power of the Holy Spirit, I am equipped to serve the Most High and my fellow man. This is what the Holy Spirit does. It empowers us. The Holy Spirit points to Jesus, who gave us a new understanding of what it means to have a clean heart before God. We have to examine our very thoughts, not just our actions. Our neighbour is no longer Tabitha next door, but our enemy. Well, mine is sort of Emperor Nero, but let's not go there. New gifts of the Spirit come to our community daily. And it's infectious. It's like getting a cold. It spreads. And it's not just for us to keep up to ourselves, not that we could if we wanted to. Our new joy keeps spilling over. I even find myself explaining my smile to the Gentiles in the market. I can't believe that the promise made to Abraham that through him all nations would be blessed is happening here in Ephesus, with people who used to worship Artemis. They are becoming my brothers and sisters in Christ, like you are. We have one baptism in water to share in the death and resurrection of Jesus. But with the Holy Spirit, I'd say the first time you receive the flooding of God's power is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit may come on us in power many times. We always carry the flame of the candle, and other times fire descends. People argue about what we have to do to make this happen if it hasn't happened, and we're believers. How holy we have to be, how sanctified, or whether we have to be baptized in water first. My experience is that man loves making rules and trying to work things out, and God loves breaking them. Of course, we don't have to tick boxes to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gift of grace, not dependent on our works. The Holy Spirit came to me when I was completely unprepared, and who can be deserving? It's only going to happen if you believe and say yes in your heart to Jesus and are open to the Spirit, but I don't think it's more complicated than that. The Holy Spirit makes us want to be deserving as we fall more and more in love with Jesus, our Lord and our God. But we don't have to be, praise God. Jesus is deserving. And somehow that's good enough for God to accept us just as we are if we trust in his Son. We surrender. We say yes. Our faith is a gift. All is a gift. And we are transformed. I'm not the woman I was. Worshipping God is no longer about ritual, but about letting the Holy Spirit reshape my heart. If you believe in and love the Lord Jesus, you will have the Holy Spirit, just as I did and do. Our bodies are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit, now you know. Before I believed, but now I know. The baptism should make us more effective in the kingdom of God. Let's be brave and seek more of the Holy Spirit, more gifts. The more gifts we have, the better we can serve each other. If you haven't been baptized by the Holy Spirit, ask. I pray the Holy Spirit comes on us like the wind. We can ask for the wind of God's moving, but God's in control, not us. So let's ask, my friends. Holy Spirit, come, baptize us, fill us, cleanse us, Renew us that we may know you more. Give us gifts that we may serve you better. Come. I invite you to all stand up and put your hands out. Maybe come closer and let's ask for the Holy Spirit to come.